Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Shones. Today we have our final story from the Philippines, and it's a short one. It's the shortest we've told all week. And it's actually kind of mean. I mean, not kind of mean, it's very mean. This is a story about a practical joke that I think wouldn't fly as a practical joke. This is Juan Gathers Guavas. One day, Juan's father sent him to get some ripe guavas, for a number of the neighbors had come in and he wanted to give them something to eat. Juan went to the guava bushes and ate all the fruit he could hold, and then decided to play a joke on his father's guests instead of giving them a feast of guavas. A wasp's nest hung nearby. With some difficulty, he succeeded in taking it down and putting it into a tight basket he had brought for the fruit. He hastened home and gave the basket to his father, and then as he left the room where the guests were seated, he closed the door and fastened it. As soon as Juan's father opened the basket, the wasps flew over the room, and when the people found the door locked, they fought to get out of the windows. After a while, Juan opened the door, and when he saw the swollen faces of the people, he cried, "What fine rich guavas you must have had! They have made you all so fat!" And that is, honestly, one of the meanest stories I have told. That is Juan Gathers Guavas, a story collected by Mabel Cook Cole in Philippine Folk Tales that I had to include because it's just ridiculous and mean. And it's one of the few stories that has left me completely speechless. This is Dan Scholes for the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Well, I'm certainly not going to ask for a rating and review after that story of mean Juan, but I will tell you that next week we will be back with 3 new stories. As always, thank you so much for listening.